I was trying to understand what it is that I don't see when I go and visit the zoo.
Braverman was born in Jerusalem, so visiting a zoo was not part of her childhood. But now, in her adult life, she lives right near the Buffalo Zoo. She became intrigued and fascinated with zoo operations. That's when she set out to talk with more than 70 zoo leaders, administrators, and zoo curators. She visited about 15 zoos in North America and Europe.
Where do animals stay when they're not on exhibit? What happens to them when they have dental problems?
Braverman says Buffalo Zoo President Donna Fernandez was very helpful as she collected information and interviews to write her book.
A gorilla is born in the Buffalo Zoo, and a committee of the Association of Zoos and Aquariums in North America can tell the Buffalo Zoo, listen, you know, this gorilla is needed. She needs to mate with this gorilla from the Cleveland Nature Park Zoo because we need those genes.
Fernandez was willing to talk to Braverman about the behind-the-scenes operations, a somewhat controversial topic for those who protest the zoo's captivity of wild animals.
This is something that you don't really learn when you're coming to the zoo, what allowed those animals to actually be there, because most of those animals are not from the Congo or from various other natural habitats.
Braverman says ethical decisions made by zoos are often striking and revealing in the relationship between humans and animals. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.